This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. If you sign up for a financial product, you might not know exactly what you're getting yourself into, what that risk might look like. But what if you at least had a little more of an idea? What if there was some kind of warning, a caution sign, if you will? South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has that story.
Back in the day, companies could pretty much say whatever they wanted to sell a product. Take 1946, when you might have heard something like this on the radio.
Yes, according to this survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Try Camels yourself.
Actually, you might have heard commercials like that until 1965, when Congress demanded labels on cigarette packs, warning us that smoking might, you know, kill us. Today, warning labels are on all kinds of products that could be hazardous to our health, except for
financial products.
Right. Or so says Dr. Özgür İnce, professor of finance at the University of South Carolina. Dr. İnce promotes the idea of putting warning labels on short-term financial products, things like payday and title loans, which he says can be harmful to a borrower's financial well-being.
The equivalent of FDA doesn't exist in financial products, right? There is no requirement that says, oh, here's a warning label, like for tobacco, this causes cancer. And there aren't the same type of requirements for financial products.
The Federal Truth in Lending Act does require lenders to disclose terms, things like interest rates or how much borrowers will end up paying back. But numbers and contract terms can be overwhelming and abstract for some people. So Dr. İnce thinks it might be time for high-interest lenders to put an impossible-to-miss label right there on the application.
That would have to say, warning, these products can cause you a financial loss and hardship. And I think that would work. I think that would probably have a fairly big impact on people's propensity to use these products.
His vision for a warning label is bold. Bright orange, a dollar sign in a bear trap, and big fat letters portending danger ahead.
If I saw this, I would turn back around.
Andrea Drummond is a widow in Greenville, South Carolina. A couple years ago, she turned to an auto title lender when she couldn't cover expenses and medical bills with her Social Security checks. And looking at Dr. Inge's warning label mock-up, Drummond says she wishes she had seen it before she put her car up as collateral and ended up buried in debt.
Because, I mean, with the warning sign like this, it's letting you know you're getting yourself deeper and deeper in debt.
And consumer advocates agree that a big bright label could make some borrowers think twice. Mike Litt is the consumer campaign director at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
It would send a clear message that this is a potentially dangerous product.
A decade ago, PIRG advocated putting a warning label on prepaid debit cards. But that idea never caught the attention of U.S. policymakers, and no official push for any kind of financial warning label has caught wind since. Ultimately, Litt suspects that a label, however eye-catching, wouldn't derail desperate borrowers.
A warning label does also sound to me a lot like a disclosure. And at the end of the day, a disclosure doesn't really do you any good if you can't afford to pay back the loan to begin with.
Carrie Smith agrees. She's the South Carolina Regional Director of Self-Help Federal Credit Union, and she did a little thought experiment. She showed the bear trap label to a few credit union members
and asked them, would a warning label like this cause them pause?
And they said, yes, the label worked, as intended. But Smith also showed it to borrowers who, in the past, had turned to risky loans.
And when I asked them if these loans came with some type of warning label like this, do you believe this would have stopped you from taking out the loan?
Smith says they all said no. For borrowers without options, that kind of label wouldn't even cause a pause. In South Carolina, I'm Scott Morgan for Marketplace.